A political drama is playing out today in Texas. More than 50 state legislators, all Democrats, have fled to Oklahoma and New Mexico. This denies Texas Republicans the quorum they need to pass legislation, including bold redistricting maps that could send to Washington 7 new Republican congressmen from Texas. Time is now running out in the Texas session, and as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, what hangs in the balance is a legislative agenda that Texas Republicans have waited more than a century to pass.
The Democrats left on two chartered buses Sunday night, with most legislators not knowing exactly where they were going. They knew that if word of their subterfuge were to get back to their Republican colleagues, the Texas Rangers and the Department of Public Safety would be sent to arrest them. It was a tactical retreat born of desperation. And outside the Holiday Inn in Ardmore, Oklahoma, just across the Texas border, Dallas Representative Steve Wolins explained.
None of us want to engage in a partisan, gerrymandered congressional map that was initiated in and orchestrated in Washington, D.C. by politicians over there.
The straw that broke the proverbial camel's back was a sudden play for power by U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, aided by Republican leaders in the Texas State House. Although this is supposed to be political business for the State House, it was Tom DeLay's political director, Jim Ellis, who walked into a Texas House committee meeting with freshly drawn maps tucked under his arm. That DeLay should have such a visible role in drawing new congressional maps infuriated Texas Democrats. Lloyd Doggett is a congressman from Austin whose district is threatened.
In Washington, we know him as Tom the Hammer. But here, it's Tom the Knife, who would carve up our state and split and divide our communities when we want to be united in this state.
The proposed redistricting map divides up Texas in some unprecedented ways. In one Austin district, Republicans took a conservative enclave north of the city and connected it to a conservative enclave outside Del Rio on the Mexican border 300 miles away, connected by a thin ribbon of land that in some places is just two blocks wide. Fort Worth's Hispanic community is divided into six different districts, liberal Austin into four congressional districts. If realized, the new maps might give the Republicans as many as seven new seats in the U.S. Congress from Texas. Today, Texas Congressman Tom DeLay, who got his start in the State House, defended the new map, saying, "The maps accurately and fairly represent the state of Texas. The Republicans are the majority in the state of Texas, yet we are a minority in the state delegation." Now, without a quorum, not only is their redistricting legislation going nowhere, but neither are hundreds of other bills Republicans want passed. It is some measure of the Republicans' anger that the Texas Rangers were dispatched to a neonatal unit where the premature twins of one House Democrat were being treated in the vain hope of finding and arresting their AWOL father. Tom Craddock, the new House Speaker, also sent the Rangers to Ardmore, Oklahoma. But, being outside of Texas, the Rangers had no authority to arrest the Democrats. Craddock called the Democrats a bunch of cowards, or chicken D's for short.
I've been in the House 35 years. I've lost on different issues and never walked from this floor on a vote and never would. That's not the process. And I think that the chicken D's that did this ought to be ashamed of themselves today. And that's what they are, is a bunch of chicken D's.
The Texas Democrats say that if Tom Craddock takes the redistricting bill off the table, they'll come back to Austin. Craddock says he won't negotiate. The Democrats say then they're staying in Oklahoma. The democratically controlled legislature there has invited them up to Oklahoma City for a hero's welcome. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.